It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1.
And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is Tuesday.
My pants have a hole.
I have bread.
It's time to take a break.
It's time to take a break. I have needle and thread. Let's see if we can do something about it. Okay, so we've got a top 10 for you guys. Our top 10 goes like this. We are looking for the top 10 signs. You have a...
Hey, it's that new song. It's that song, right?
Yeah, it's not new.
It's not my new.
No.
But did you see
there's like a Nigerian version.
Really?
Yeah, as in literally it's like an entire... I think it's a marine... or whatever, choir. They're all in like military clothes. They're all Nigerian.
And they're singing,
Puso.
That's so weird.
Right? And it was like,
I don't even understand what it means.
Yeah, but they love it. It's such a big hit in Nigeria. Right? So anyway, you know, like for example, every time somebody says I love you, usually you say I love you too, right?
Right.
What you say
is... Man, kasi marami naman nag I love
you. Back. But the standard.
The standard, yeah.
Pero if you have a pusong bato, you answer, I know, but until when?
Ooh.
Right? It's like, I know you love me. I'm not saying you're lying, but until
but
when?
But until when?
Because it will end.
Because that's just the reality.
Yeah, and that, you know, and that's
one
sign.
You know, either you go first or, you know.
Ikaw, what's that, like, off the top of your head? What sort of, like, sign do you think that?
Is pusong bato?
Or during Valentine's, you have dinner with voodoo dolls.
Or parate mo siya sabi siya sabi mo, I love
you.
I love you.
Nawala yung entry.
Hindi kinaya. Nadala.
No, sige. Thank you. If you keep saying that.
Thank
some
you.
People really...
And
saka, parang I'd rather not hear anything than hear
kasi,
thank you.
Kasi kunyari, thank you. I think you're just not in love with that person. Diba?
Yeah.
Pero yung pag pusong bato ka, you're not in love parang with anyone.
No.
Parang galit ka na sa mundo. You're jaded. You're bitter.
You're just so cold and callous.
Yes. Yung parang namatay na yung like a pusong bato.
No.
Diba? It's not beating anyone.
Kunwari, alam ko na, pusong bato, pusong. Pusong bato ka.
Isaya ka pa naman.
Pusong bato ka. Kung nanonood ka ng One More Chance, just tinatawanan mo lang.
Oh, diba? Imbis na affected.
Oh, imbis na affected ka.
I never knew this was a comedy.
Oh, you go, fools.
Alright, well, something like that.
Okay. Alright, so the top 10 signs that you have a pusong bato. If you want to join us, key in RX. Oh, thank you to Chikinini, by the way, for suggesting this. Just key in RX, face your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag pusong bato.
May isa pa ako. Pusong bato ka kung malakas ang dating.
The thing.
The thing.
Hey, okay.
But you know how to join us.
Yes. Monster Radio RX 93.1, and it is time for the first news bit for today. You would think that Kristen Stewart and Daniel Radcliffe taking the stage would conjure a lot of fan excitement. After all, it isn't very often that Bella Swan and Harry Potter are seen in public together, much less as presenters at a major award ceremony. However, there was just something about Case 2 being at the Oscars that brought on the bile in the Twitterverse, mostly involving her appearance. Radcliffe got away unscathed, he usually does, but it was open season on Stewart.
Oh no.
You know, basically everyone remarked on her trademark facial expression that...
Which was nothingness.
That somehow manages to convey both disinterest and condescension. And on a set of crutches. She was just like you. And Stewart responded when Josh Horowitz of MTV News asked her what happened, and she just asked, "I'm an idiot." I mean, she answered, "I'm an idiot." Now, Bo Nelson, her makeup artist, was left to explain that she cut the ball of her foot quite severely on glass just 2 days before the Oscars. Now, on Twitter, everyone just pounced on her. Joel McHale tweeted...
Of Community.
Yes. Yeah. Kristen Stewart is limping because she sprained her ankle from excessive disinterest. And Sarah Silverman, another comedian, said, "Is Kristen Stewart fundamentally against brushes?"
Why, and, her hair was all coiffy.
It was
something.
It was so magulo.
Okay.
And R.I. Laws says, "I was a little worried that Kristen Stewart was going to be in the in memoriam part of the Oscars because she looked really like
she looked like she was dead.
Yeah, she was sick." In general, it was kind of odd that Kristen Stewart was at the Oscars at all, seeing that she was the star of the film that swept the Razzies just the night before. The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 scored Worst Picture, Worst Supporting Actor for Taylor Lautner, Worst Screen Couple for Mackenzie Foy and Taylor Lautner, Worst Director, Worst Screen Ensemble, Worst Remake, Rip-Off or Sequel, and yes, Worst Actress for Stewart, who shared the honor with Kristen Stewart for Snow White and the Huntsman.
Whoa. They really have it out against her, huh?
Yes. So no, but, okay. They really pounced on her.
To be completely fair, I actually liked the last movie.
Yeah.
Diba?
It wasn't
so
parang
feeling ko it's just because of how bad the other Twilight films were. Parang
it was like a, more like a cumulative thing.
Yeah, and it was more like an aftershock of like all of the bad things that you know,
I think
came
everyone
out of
enjoyed
Twilight.
the part.
Yeah,
two.
The last one. Yeah, mm-hmm. Especially the little twist at the end.
Yeah, the one that wasn't in the book.
Yeah.
But so they really jump on her. I mean, I think in general.
That's true.
Kasi she
now
really
I kind of
like,
feel sorry for
kasi
her.
Parang halo-halo eh. If you see her, parang she looked like she was in pain, mm-hmm. Na parang she was bored, na parang she didn't want to be there.
Right.
But there are people kasi talaga who have that. They
who
don't
exude
have a,
just that.
They don't have like a ready smile for everyone. So I guess that's the downside of it.
Yeah, I guess so. And but that's true. It would have been such a big thing. Having Bella Swan and Harry Potter in the same stage.
It was, I was like, when they came out,
right?
I was like, whoa!
Diba?
Harry Potter, Bella Swan. And it's so weird because they share Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, that's true. Because Cedric Diggory.
In a way.
Yeah, Cedric Diggory and Edward Cullen.
Diba? So it's weird.
Yeah.
And, but it's
oh,
like,
well.
But it was really nice seeing them on stage. But it was weird that she was really hobbling. She was hobbling.
Ah, kaya pala nag-tweet ka na ako lang yung peg niya.
Yeah. Kasi talagang she was...
I'm making waves in Hollywood.
Right? It's the uso thing now.
I know, right?
All right, so there you go. That's the first news bit for today. Next hour, we'll tell you about the latest star to have confirmed her marriage.
Hmm.
Yeah, she was married in secret, but now she's saying, yep, we got married last year.
Oh.
We'll tell you all about it later, but for now, you're still on The Morning Rush with your Kike Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest Monts Radio, RX 93.1.
Mail. Fail. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1, and here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. The top 10 signs that you have a pusong bato. Okay, so we will start off with just give me couple of seconds.
Sure. Why not?
Okay, so...
No. Go ahead. Okay lang.
Okay.
Sige lang.
Can I serve...
Guys, yung mga nakikinig, wait lang ah.
Oo nga eh. Well, you said so.
Talaga. Well, you said so. Kahit nandyan na yun.
Not me eh. So if you're bored, blame Gino Boy. Talaga, alam mo, pag napag-iiwanan tayo yung dalawa. Okay, fine. Nagawala.
Alright, fine. Just let's do a couple of greets first while you do that.
No, I'm ready na.
Ay, nako.
Okay, go.
Hello to LS Dominique, who says hello to the hardworking Nurse Main, Zyra Gel, Acelicious, and to all the nurses with no permanent schedule. Hey, good morning. Also, hello to Baba Bambin, who says hello to Ulalay, the sister. Ingat papuntag school. Let's also say hi to Ash Villania, who says hello to the ramen boy. See you soon. Also, hello to... Where was that? To Wicked Norms, Chichiria, Chichiria, Chenong, on the floor. Oh, yes, Mimi. Erlem FAO. Jai ho pamiho. Ako si Poklong. Good morning. Sigko Hector saying hello to Sir Emil Sarsamago. Sarmago, and to Ma'am Maureen Sarmago today. Good morning. Let's also say hello to Jyoti, who says happy birthday to T-Square. We love you.
Oh, happy birthday, T-Square.
Happy birthday. Also, let's say hello to Mark Opio, who's just saying good morning to a bunch of people who are tuned in. Random Tony, the Chap Chap Lady, I love Tere Aragon, and Karen 16. Good morning to you. Hi to all OHIS rushers. That's coming from Apao Saganda. Apao Saganda.
Apao Saganda.
Kasi naka-capital yung P-A-W. So I guess your name is Pao.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, hello to Callie Byrne, who says hello to all the working Kikais. Anjali Desu says hello to the happy birthday to the cool law professor, attorney John Aguas. And Doc J saying hello and good morning to the UPPGH endo, Dr. Mark Sandoval. A very happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Avria Chocolate is saying good morning to all the rushers. Had a fun EB last time. And last one for now, good morning to Tindel Crew, who says hello to the beautiful creatures Karen Parr, Melamaj, Guasha, Bobong CPA, Ed Double D, White of the Mits. Good morning.
All right. Okay.
And to Isa Tiffany, who just woke up from a horrible dream.
Hello. Thank you for listening in.
Only to wake up to an even more horrible dream.
Which is reality. Yun. Ayun, pusong bato.
Ayun, wala
na. Sige, we've got entries now. Let's start off with Madison Camille. Yung may nagsasorry sa'yo, tapos sinabihan mo, lumuhod ka muna sa munggo na may asin at kumain ka ng ipis. Tapos pagkatapos mong gawin yun, sasabihin niya, okay, I'll think about it.
Ha! It's not even for you,
diba? And saka yung, remember, pusong bato, it's not just about love.
Yeah, it could be about
you've
anything.
You've got a hardened
heart. You're just cold.
You're cold. And
you're the ice queen.
Diba? Yeah. Stephen Soul says, iniisip mo kung paano mo sisirain ang buhay ng iba kasi dun mo lang makakamtan ang kasayahan na iyong inaasahan.
What?
Wow.
Grabe.
You need to make people miserable first. That's how you'll be happy.
Sadist.
That guy Mark X says, when someone says, hi, you say, hi your face.
Ano namin burst of sunshine?
Hey!
Diba? Hi your face.
Or yung good morning. Good morning your face.
Morning mo mukha mo.
Diba? Kuya Maui says, when somebody says, I love you, ang sasagot mo, nakakain ba yun? Mabubusog ba ako dyan sa I love you mo?
I've heard of this
oh
before.
Oh my gosh!
And then with, ano pala, I think sorry. Para, I'm really sorry. Ano, makakain ko ba yung sorry mo?
Diba?
Parang ganun.
It's such a, actually it's such a...
Mababawi ba yung pera na nawala ko dahil sorry mo?
Parang a mommy thing
yeah,
to say. Or,
actually, it's true.
When John Tweet says, when someone says, I will never, ever leave you, you say, everyone says that. Do you see anyone? I don't see anyone.
Yeah.
Everyone told me that.
Wow, para feeling ko at the end of the show, like we'll just be not cooler people.
Pero puro mga pusong
puro,
bato na
purong,
tayo.
Purong puso bato na, ano?
Pusong bato.
Pusong bato na tayo. So hard to say.
Pusong bato, what's so hard about
no,
that?
No, when you use puro na tayo, eh ano?
Ano?
Puro na tayo, pusong bato. It's so hard to say.
Okay. And Avria Chocolat says, so when you like to have a housemate, or maybe in your house, I mean your family,
okay.
And somebody says, uy, tiran mo naman ako ng pagkain.
Mm.
Ang sagot mo, ayoko, kulang na nga sa akin to.
Tapos sinagot ka, kaya ka like majubis.
Actually, kung pareho ko yung pusong bato. And also, Milka Kutcher says, long-term relationship, 5 years and above. Tapos pinagpalit ka sa iba at nagpakasal pa right after kayo nag-break.
Ouch.
Pero kahit single teardrop, wala.
Oh, wow.
You're like, okay.
Actually, that's true, no? And I like that.
Who says?
It's a situation.
Yeah, at saka who yeah. says that everyone gets broken down when they break up? Lalo na yung ganyang klaseng breakup na iniwan ka.
Na iniwan ka.
For somebody else.
No, but usually that's ano eh. Because you don't let it out, it does damage internally.
if you're just keeping it in.
Yeah.
Kasi meron talaga tao na parang, I wanna cry, but there's nothing.
But wala eh. Nothing there.
I wish I could.
Yun.
Madison Camille says, when somebody gives you a gift, you say, eto lang.
Wow.
Like yung pinag-ipunan nila ng gift talaga.
Demanding sobra na.
Is this it? How much is this?
Wow.
Talagang.
Diba?
Avria Chocolat says, when someone says, when girl one goes, ang ikli naman ng damit mo. And girl two says, bakit? Ikaw bumili? Yeah, like, anong pake mo?
It's, it could be bitchy eh. Parang yeah. Just a harsher level.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang with pusong bato. It's a harsher level of being bitchy.
Yeah. Apo, parang it's a step higher. Kasi parang wala kang, actually,
kasi wala ka talagang puso, remorse.
Ganun, oh, ito si Cheno. 10 years na nanliligaw sa'yo yung guy. Tapos finally goes, ano, sasagutin mo na ba ako? And the girl goes, oh, sige. Hindi. After 10 years. I mean, you know, like, technically, it's okay. Kasi, di ba? Kaya ka nga nanliligaw eh. You have the option.
You have the option to say no.
Hindi porke niligawan mo ako ng 10 years, sasagutin kita. Pero, but, my gosh.
Pero, can't sana, even let me down easy?
Or sana earlier, sinabi mo na hindi.
Oh, sige. Hindi.
Oh, my gosh. And then, Coco Hernandez says, when somebody says, I love you, you reply, you should.
Knox.
But it doesn't say anything about her. How she feels.
It's just, you should.
And also, Avria Chocolat says, when somebody says, flowers for you, you say, dalin mo sa cementerio, sa mga patay, nandun ang puso.
But sad.
But sad. And Stephen Soul says, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 signs that you have a pusong bato comes from Stephen Soul.
Stephen Soul says,
yung may nakita kang mga beggars na may hawak na konting-konting food.
Okay.
Ang gagawin mo, lalapitan mo, and you'll swat the food away.
Oh
my God!
What a horrible person!
Diba?
Parang out of all the entries na narinig ko today,
oh yun yung the worst. Gosh. Kasi ibang level na. It's not just about love or about romance. It's
oh my God.
It's about humanity. Yung alam mong yun na lang yung last morsel of food.
You don't even
sila.
Get it to eat it. You just
no,
swat it
no,
away.
No, you just swat it away. Para lang wala
it's not like you don't
kainin.
Eat. It's not like you need it or anything. You just
at the very least, diba, parang it's like survival of the fittest.
Oh, hindi.
If you also need it, ne.
You just swat it away.
Ayaw mo lang silang kumain.
Grabe.
Oh my gosh, how evil.
That's so mean.
Diba? Talagang pusong bato. Alright, so that's what we're looking for. The top 10 signs that you have a pusong bato. If you wanna check it out, if you wanna join us, key in RX space your entries and you send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag pusong bato.
The morning rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1, and we've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of Chiki Nini, the top 10 signs that you have a pusong bato. All right, let's start it off with Sprinklers Basti. May label ka sa bawat member ng barkada mo. For instance, ito yung si Shoulder to Cry On. Ito yung mahilig man libre.
Like, you've categorized them.
You've categorized them. You don't see them really as people, but
parang
more of...
Ito yung matanda.
Ito yung mataba. Ito yung...
Ito yung malaki yung mata.
Ito yung malaki ang tiyan.
Ito yung balandi.
Okay.
Hindi na lumaban. Hindi okay. Lumaban.
Okay. Gusto bigla. Ay, no? And also...
talagang kwenta.
Ewan ko ba? From Chenong, nakakapagsabi ka lang ng I love you pag April 1.
Kasi April Fool's Day.
Yeah, because you don't mean
it. You're making fun out of it lang.
And you really never mean it. Diba? Mash Plutonium says, pag puso na lang ang kaya mong patigasin. Ha? Yung parang ano, huh? Yung ha?
What do you mean?
Kasi minsan pati yung utak mo eh, di ba?
So kayo,
nagiging bato.
Yung, nagtatanong ako ha, tapos yung sagot mo, yung ha?
Yung ha? Ha? What?
Ha? Alatang nangangapa.
Hindi ah.
Saan ba yung tawiran
of
dito?
Of course not. Coco Hernandez says, yung manliligaw tells you, mamahalin kita habang buhay ko. Hmm. And your answer? Kawawa ka naman. I mean, if it's true, di ba? Imagine, what if you didn't love them back?
I know,
and they
right?
said, I'll love you for the rest of my life. So, syempre, kawawa ka naman. Because I'll never return it. Ilad Villanueva says, alam mo yung mag... You're in a relationship, tapos one has to leave the country.
Yeah.
So, sobrang, di ba? That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is.
So, one person will say, remember, I will miss you every single day that we're apart. Tapos sasabihin mo, remember, size 9 ako.
Nagpadala ng sapatos.
yun lang ang concern niya.
Basta lang makapagpadala ng sapatos, yun lang pala yung
okay
habol
niya. Okay na ako, kahit malayo ka.
Basta tandaan mo, size
9 ako. That guy Mark X says, I will die for you. And you answer, prove it.
Go ahead.
And then, prove it.
Prove it.
And how can you prove it? The only way to prove it. Camilo says, yung dadating ka sa lamay, at a wake, and nag-iiyakan lahat. And then you go, ang ta-drama. Oh my gosh. Big Bad Bad Boy says, yung a friend is venting out all the hardships that he's experiencing.
Mm.
Yung talagang heartbreaking stuff. Iniwan siya ng asawa niya, nagkasakit yung anak niya,
namatay yung aso niya,
na-fire siya from his job.
Tapos, and then, ano, yung muscle niya, hindi na matigas kasi hindi siya nag-workout.
Lumit na, oh, nag-atrophy. It's called atrophy.
Hindi, atrophy, naninigas lalo eh.
Okay.
No, kumbaga parang like whenever you're lifting weights, obviously when you don't lift anymore, it won't be as firm as it once was.
It'll be saggy.
Exactly.
Tapos after all that, your only reply is, well, sucks to be you.
It's
oh
not even...
Oh my gosh.
Just if you had said like parang, well, that's life. Parang mas ano pa eh.
No.
It sucks to be you.
It sucks to be you. Also, Dine Girl says, yung may nasagasaan kang pusa. Buhay pa. So okay. Yung passenger mo goes, do something. What you do is sasagasaan mo ulit and you go there.
Bye.
No more pain. I mean, that's your version of helping them out.
Of helping them out, yeah.
Like instead of leaving. Well, there's a point. I mean, to a point that parang at least they're not suffering.
But it's cruel.
But the other way is actually getting
bringing them to the hospital, to the vet. Yeah.
Malay mo, diba? Because remember, my cat fell 22 floors.
Whoa.
Yeah, from our condo.
Whoa.
He escaped and he fell 22 floors. And I was looking for him and I was like, where did he go? Because I went to the what do you call that? The street.
Yeah.
And I asked, did a cat fall? Like, did somebody just sweep away the carcass or something?
Right.
And they were like, no cat fell. I mean, we would know.
Okay.
But and then I realized that the building has a podium.
Okay.
So it's like the building and then there's a little...
Yeah.
A bigger base.
Yeah.
So I go, okay, so he must have fallen on the roof of the podium.
Okay.
So I go to the, I go there, I see a puddle of red.
Okay.
With a white patch in the middle of it.
Right.
I was like, oh my gosh, it's my cat. So of course, like in the movies, I scream my cat's name out. I go, dude. And then suddenly, he puts up his head and goes, meow. And he's like, oh, you're alive.
He's like, he was chilling. Like, what?
He's like, what? So, you know, he was alive. I had to like, scoop him up with lots of towels.
Okay.
And I brought him to the vet. And look, until now, he's like jumping around in the house.
Yeah. That's amazing.
They put like plates and pins on his front paws, which were shattered.
That's why there was blood.
But
and, everything else was fine.
Yeah.
Galing.
He was like, I was like, how many lives went?
Duke!
Meow. Exactly like that. Yung wala man lang parang
parang meow. Hindi man lang yung parang crying.
Kasi diba pag aso yan yung meow. And syempre pusa, they're just so cool. They're like meow.
Para what?
And you know when I picked him up,
no bitch please.
When I picked him up, no nothing. No struggle, no whining.
No, but I think it's because of their build of their bodies also.
Maybe
they're just more suited for falls.
But can you imagine 22 floors?
That's pretty wild.
And he survived. I call him my lucky cat. Actually, I call him something else. But
let's say which lucky will cat. Not be said on air.
Let's leave it at lucky cat, okay?
Paano kung nadumihan siya?
Ay, nako, stop it.
Oh, dirty cat, smelly cat. Oh.
Ayun nga, di ba?
Oh, di ba kay Phoebe?
Di ba puro diba? Blood niya?
Dirty, ay.
Hindi kasi nga nahulog siya. He got into an accident. Nako. Grabe ka, Gina boy. Okay.
Let that be the end of it,
yes.
Period.
Tapos na yun.
Period, infinity.
Oh, naman. Oh, okay, okay, let's do that. And the top sign that you have a pusong bato comes from Avria Chocolate.
Avria Chocolate says,
your boyfriend, your girlfriend, the one that you love the most, calls you up. Diba? In the middle of the day. Babe, nasa emergency room ako. Na-aksidente ako. Tinala lang ako dito ng ambulance. And your answer? Eh, sinong tanga?
Parang feeling ko.
Diba?
Parang I imagine my mom saying that.
Diba? Yung parang, there you are saying, I got into a really bad accident.
Parang let's just say, I got into an accident.
Nasa like, ER ako ngayon.
Na out of katangahan, like let's just say you were drunk driving.
Yeah.
Tapos you got into an accident. I really feel like yun yung sasabihin ng ano.
Diba?
Eh, sinong tanga?
Sinong tanga? Tapos sabay, click.
Salahan mo yan.
Bahala ka sa buhay mo.
Popols.
Oh my gosh. And saka yung, this is like somebody you really love.
Oh,
like your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife. Sinong tanga? The top 10 signs you have a pusong bato. If you wanna check it out, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Monts Radio RX93.1. And you thought Jermaine Jackson changing his last name to Jackson with a U was the biggest Jackson family news of the past week? In an exclusive statement to Entertainment Tonight, Janet Jackson confirmed that she is already married to Qatari businessman Wissam Al Mana.
What?
A rep for the singer has confirmed the news as well. The actual statement went, the rumors regarding an extravagant wedding are simply not true. Last year, we were married in a quiet, private, and beautiful ceremony. Our wedding gifts to one another were contributions to our respective favorite children's charities. We would appreciate that our privacy is respected and that we are allowed this time for celebration and joy. With love, Wissam and Janet.
Oh, wow. Wow. Janet Jackson is married.
Yes. He's actually younger. Janet is 46. Al Mana is 37. And they were planning a spring wedding. And the rumors started circulating around December. The couple has been romantically linked since 2010. It's the third marriage for Janet Jackson. Following her marriages to James DeBarge and Renee Elizondo Jr. She was also in a long-term relationship with music producer Jermaine Dupri, which ended in 2009, but the couple never married.
Hey, wait. James DeBarge is in El DeBarge?
Yes.
Oh, really?
One of the... No, I mean one of the brothers.
One of the brothers.
Yeah. So it was like a marriage of two musical dynasties.
Oh, wow.
Like a Jackson and a DeBarge. But that was really fast. As in, like, they got divorced very quickly.
And Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah. Oh. Right? So, apparently he's a really, like...
He's extravagantly
really
rich. Yeah.
The retail businessman has a reported estimated net worth ranging anywhere from, of course you can't be so sure with these rich people, ranging anywhere from $200 million to over $1
billion. What?
He could be worth over $1 billion. But you can't really say that.
Yeah, because she's rich too.
She is so rich. I wouldn't be surprised if she's also worth that much.
Actually,
you know,
that's
what's really nice when
it just seems funny
when you get married to somebody that rich, but then you're that rich too.
Yeah.
Tapos na pag ano sila kumakain sila, who's going to take the bill? You take the bill.
No, you take the bill. Wala gusto magbayad.
Kaya pala
kaya
sila
lang yaman.
Pero worth over $1 billion.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Insane.
He's okay. What's that? He's actually a shareholder in Saks Fifth Avenue's Middle East franchises, as well as Armani Exchange. Mm. Wow.
Okay.
Congratulations, Janet. All right, so next hour, we'll give you news on the latest on who has been accused, again, of diva-like behavior on the set of her new movie. We'll tell you all about it later. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
Buti na lang yung napangasawa ni Janet, hindi Medved yung last name, no?
Janet Medved.
The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Chikinini, the top 10 signs you have a pusong bato. Let's start off with Coco Hernandez. Yung pag meron mga, kunyari may mga teenager na making fun of an ugly girl, you go, igalang nyo siya. Kahit papano, babae pa rin yan. Mukha lang siyang lalaki. That's your defense.
Better left unsaid.
Yes.
You could have just like,
and then you're
stopped.
Defending her nga eh.
Yeah, pero you could have just stopped with ano yun? Yung unang line niya. Na parang hayaan niyo siya.
Oo. Or, parang hindi, parang igalang niyo siya. Kahit papano babae pa rin yan.
Pwede namang igalang niyo siya na lang eh.
Stop there.
Stop there.
Chenong says, yung kapitbahay niyo, nasusunog yung bahay.
Mm.
At ang sinigaw mo, marshmallows!
Bonfire.
Tapos maglalabas ka ng marshmallows. Tapos uupo ka sa harap nung nasusunog ng bahay.
Yeah. Habang may nagtatakbuhan na.
Nagtatakbuhan sila. Ikaw nag-toast ka ng marshmallows. Also, let's see here. Ilad Villanueva says, yung nauna ka sa elevator, tapos nakita mo yung office mate mo na mali-late na. Tapos, merong time naman pa. Pero isasara mo yung elevator door. Iko-close mo.
I hate that.
Para hindi sila
makaabot. Para hindi sila makasakay. Tapos yung alam mo yung sumisigaw ka na parang up. Tapos wala. Hindi man lang hawak. Nakapikon.
Diba?
Tapos yung there's just a little bit of space left for you to see that they're really not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Worst ko nakasmile.
I hate that.
Oh my gosh. Tapos OMGN says, ito, a different kind of pusong bato.
Mm.
Yung nalaman mo, nanalo ka ng loto, 100 million pesos.
Mm.
Ang reaction mo, whatever.
Wow.
Diba? Yung parang, even like really good news doesn't affect you
because you know that, you know, bad news is coming.
Oh, parang wala lang. O baka, who knows, kung mamatay ako right before ko siya ma-claim.
Grabe naman.
Yung mga ganun.
I wonder if you'll actually see somebody who's like that.
Malay mo, you'll never
100
know.
100 million.
Diba kahit paano matutuwa?
Oh, eh.
Can you imagine the number of...
Even if you're a billionaire, I'm sure you'll still have like a little bit of like a parang...
Tsaka kahit paano may isip mo yung mabibili mo.
Oh.
Like, ilang massage din yun.
Really? 100 million pesos and all you can think of is a massage.
To relax.
Mm-hmm.
Kung mahilig ka talaga sa mga spa.
Tapos pagkatapos nun, masaya ka na, ganun.
Oh, and nare-relax ka nga What is your problem?
Yun na nga, tapos pagkatapos nga nun, masaya ka na.
Yeah.
O, de yung ano,
alam mo, let's end this.
Tamang masaya ka, sa dulo.
Okay.
Sa dulo ng lahat.
And from Bababa Bambin, yung kotang-kota na yung guy sa load kay Becky, pero wala pa rin return of investment kay Bex.
Yeah.
Walang ano, walang wala talaga.
Pusong ba to? Yung boylet.
Yung boylet.
Uh-huh.
I Am Correct says, yung bumubula na yung bibig ng katabi mo, nagsiseizure na. Busy ka pa rin nagda-Dragonville. Actually, somebody said in something similar. Hindi ko lang na write down. Yung somebody's having a seizure.
Yeah.
And instead of helping them, you go, ugh, makaharang.
Grabe.
Oh my gosh. Diba?
Grabe.
Sobra. Sobra naman.
Ay.
Cristiano Reynaldo says, yung somebody asks, you just won an Oscar award.
Hmm.
So somebody asks you, would you like to thank anyone for your award?
Yeah.
Tapos ang sagot niya, why don't you thank them? I'm sure they'd much rather hear it from you.
Ooh. Hello, Anne Hathaway.
Camila says, did you see her gown?
No.
Her, and they call it lay-nipperable.
Really? Okay. Googling it now.
Well, naka-ano siya eh. Sabi nga nila, it must have been really cold in the stadium. In the arena.
Anne Hathaway Oscar dress.
Uh-oh. Well, well.
I'm looking at it now. I don't see anything
yet. I guess you need to see it when she's walking. Because it's kind of like, you know.
Oh, wow. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Did you see it?
I see it now.
Ayan. Nag-ano yan, ha? Nag-trend yung lay nipperable.
Really?
Yeah. Well. Eh, lay nipperob.
Lay nipperob.
Pero yung spelling kasi nipperables.
But she's so gorgeous.
Yeah, actually. Super cute.
She looks so young with her hair.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you're right. It's really just...
Yeah.
Don't they wear, like, tape?
I know, that's what they were saying. She should have worn tape. Well, apparently she didn't.
How was her speech, though? Did you get to watch it?
It was very tame compared to the others.
Okay.
Because, diba, like, are you familiar with the... Ano,
with it yung, for the...
Yung the Hatha haters.
Yeah.
So, I guess she's aware... Na they find her OA.
Yeah.
Diba people were already tweeting na parang stop giving her awards so that yeah. she'll stop giving speeches because she's so annoying. Very, you know, very subdued.
But I hear what's her face was really good. Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. She tripped.
Yeah, I know.
She fell as she was going up the stairs.
They said she had a really great interview. She had really great interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speeches.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Actually, okay, Ingrid was saying you know, a lot of people are actually saying that it's not her nips, it's the darts of the dress. Pero kasi, what I noticed is when she's walking, gumagalaw yung... So, pwede rin, it's a little bit of both. That there is... I guess the make of the dress has little points at the tip. Pero, I really think she also didn't wear tips.
Okay, let me study this further.
I think, ano eh, meron din talaga eh. Na it's also the... It's also the nips.
I need a bigger image.
And then, yung full image.
Full-sized image. Yon.
I think it is. It is ren. Pero yung pero I must say, the cut of the dress is also...
No, it's both.
It's both,
it's
eh.
Both, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, eh.
The cut of the dress gives it that parang...
That illusion that, you know, you see the nips.
Yeah,
nips.
But it's actually there,
pero
too.
Meron din. Yeah, I must say. Camilo says, going back to the top 10 signs, you have a pusong bato. Camilo says, if you enjoy reading breakup news.
Okay. What?
Like,
yeah, if you
yung
enjoy.
Yung mga nag-breakup si celebrity this, si celebrity that.
Yung mga nagla-like sa Facebook, you see that? I really don't get that.
No, because sometimes, because of the lack of I feel for you button.
You like it?
They just like it. They don't necessarily like it.
That you broke up with somebody. It's just, ano.
It's more of like parang, yung parang kumbaga parang a pat on the back.
Apathy. Apathy.
Ano apathy?
Like you... No.
Hindi, apathy is you don't care nga. Eh.
You're, empathy. There empathy. You go. Empathy.
Yeah. And also, Russell says, ang tingin mo sa lahat ng lalaki, bading. Tingin mo naman sa lahat ng babae, kamil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like everyone is... it's like competition.
Yeah.
You see everybody is
everybody
competition.
Everybody has competition.
Yeah. Shiva, the Pabili guy says, if your heart is bored.
If your heart is sabagay, because it doesn't do anything anymore.
No, pusong bato.
Huh?
Kasi nababato. Okay. Somebody slow.
No, kasi parang if you think about it, if your heart is bored, that means you're not taking any chances.
Yeah.
So therefore, naging bato na.
Nag-ano na.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Na parang kasi it doesn't have a function anymore. You stop caring. You stop, therefore your heart is bored.
Yeah. But that was supposed to be a joke.
Well, it wasn't a joke in my book. So whatever.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 signs you have a pusong bato comes from Shivana.
Shivana says,
so yung anak goes, Daddy, Daddy, tinutokso ako na freak daw ako. So sabi ng tatay, man up, son. You need to learn to stand up on your own 3 feet. So,
But that could be to your advantage.
No,
huh?
Not that kind of 3 feet. Ay, nako.
What? What kind of 3 feet are you talking about?
Like a freak nga. He is a freak.
For me, that's an advantage because you can run faster.
Really?
Yeah. More leg power. More jumping power.
Either 2 or 4. Diba? If nature, if 3 feet were like good to run with, nature would have more 3-footed animals.
Maybe we just haven't evolved that far. Just
pinipilit pa eh.
Bakit? Totoo naman eh. Because I can imagine it. Eh. Parang 1 foot first, tapos 2, and then 1, and then 2, and then 1.
It doesn't go like that.
How do you know?
Kasi nga walang animal na tatlo pa. After all the natural selection and evolution, nature never thought of coming up with a 3-footed animal. The top 10 pusong bato. Signs that you have pusong bato. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag pusong bato.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Chikinini. The top 10 signs you have a pusong bato.
All right.
Because she's absent. Maaktres person says, pag may Pinoy na nanliligo kay Del, she will just sing, wala pa rin tatalo sa banyaga. Okay. Camilo says, your friend tells you, yung friend mo na no boyfriend since birth. Finally goes, finally, may boyfriend na ako. Tapos ang sagot mo, oh my God, let's pretend I care.
Grabe.
Ang sama.
No enthusiasm whatsoever.
Mash Plutonium.
It's not even fake enthusiasm.
No.
It's really just straight
I
up.
I don't care.
Let's pretend that I care.
Mash Plutonium says, yung merong naghubad sa harapan mo, ang ginawa mo kagad, pinicturan mo ng cellphone at pinost sa IG.
Ay?
Yung parang before meal habit.
Ano naging pusong ba to yun?
Hindi, parang, hello, you're putting a naked picture of somebody, di ba? You're so heartless.
But if you're doing naman a favor to...
No.
Humanity. Why not?
Ilad Villanueva says...
Kung pumayag naman siya.
Ay, nako, hindi papayag yun.
Sino ba nasa isip mo?
Wala.
Ha?
Ilad Villanueva says, yung nilagay mo sa funeral guest book, pumunta ka sa patay. Tapos di ba may guest book yun? Ang sinulat mo doon.
May guest list, may VIP, may ano.
Di ba may ganun? Tapos sinulat mo doon, buti nga sa'yo.
Grabe naman.
Oh my gosh.
Pero pumunta ka pa.
Oo nga.
Di ba you had the decency
to do that.
Just to do that.
Yeah, para pang asar lang. And as Sphinx Lorbasti says, kung yung huli mong iyak nung pinalo ka ng mami mo sa puwet nung kinder ka. Pusong
but some people are really like that, huh?
They really don't
It really
cry.
Takes a lot for them to cry.
Pero sobra naman.
No, but I had a friend once who, like, his parents passed away.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even cry.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was, like,
close to them.
Yeah, and he was, like, near his 20s already.
Wow, okay. Well, that's weird.
So, diba? Some people just, it really just...
They just don't.
Yeah.
Elliot Girl says, yung lahat ng nagpapalit ng status sa Facebook na in a relationship, ang comment mo lagi, good luck.
It's as if you're already telling them, it's not gonna work.
Diba? Drick says, ang definition mo ng crush, prelude to disaster.
But sometimes you kind of get that feeling.
Yung parang,
you know how you have crushes na you just know na it's not gonna go anywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Shivana says, what?
Nothing.
Why?
Eh, mga crush lang talaga na ganun. Alam mo walang patutunguan.
Eh, pero it's fun naman eh. Kahit naman ganun lang yun. Shivana says, when something happens to somebody na sobrang nakakahiya, and they're like, I'm so embarrassed. You go, don't be. It's only embarrassing if people care.
Oh, and they don't.
No, it's true though. Like for instance, I remember when I was a kid, I had such stage fright. Sobra. Like, alam mo ba yung, like kunyari yung magko-communion ka lang, And you're so conscious.
Baka takot parang, ka kasi holy yung food na kinakain mo. Tapos alam mong masusunog ka.
Kahit sa kunyari, in school. Basta anything, anything. And then the only thing that made me stop being so petrified is that I realized, you know what? Nobody's looking at you. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I mean, it's harsh, pero it actually made me feel better. Kasi why are you conscious? Kasi you feel like everybody's looking at you. Pero when you realize na, alam mo, nobody really cares. You're just another guy in line. So why would you be so, unless you're a celebrity, nobody really would care. So there's no need to be fearful of the...
Gano'n naman pala eh. Di maghubad ka na pag nagpunta ka ng beach, sa picture mo sarili mo. Nobody will care naman eh.
Hindi, maraming mag-comment. Maraming mag-comment.
Ngayon pa lang, mag-topless ka. Post mo sa Instagram.
Ayoko.
Ito na lang. Because obviously, your Instagram are people who follow you.
Yeah.
They care about you.
Mm.
If I take your photo and post it on my Instagram, they don't care about you.
Oh, edi... Only if I can take a picture of you.
But I don't share that same sentiment eh. Pero in reality pala, pagka-take ko ng photo mo, hindi ko ipopost sa Instagram.
Tinignan mo lang sa gabi.
Yuck!
Young Indy says, yung pag merong, pag kumakain ka, tapos merong humingi, ang sasabihin mo, ang walang pera, walang karapatang kumain.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You know what? It's turning out to be parang mga ano, parang mga telenovela.
Parang mga telenovela kontrabida. Yeah, exactly.
Yung mga kontrabida. Oh. Unica Maldita says, namatayan yung isang kaibigan namin ng lola.
Mm.
And then I asked, ilang taon na siya? Mm. Sabi ng friend, you know, with between sobs, 82 years old. Tapos I found myself saying, pwede na yan.
Oh my God!
Kasi diba with death, there's no age. But I mean, you know what she's
saying.
Yeah,
but you get what she's saying.
Pero naman.
At least she led a good life na.
Oo. Pero diba, when it comes to people you love, there is no old enough.
Parang, yeah, that's true.
Go Van Gogh says, yung the guy goes, I won't be just this ordinary guy. I will love you every day. I won't cheat on you. I won't look for anyone else. And then the girl goes, so gay. Oh my gosh. Jared Kalanen says, when you see a person who hasn't eaten for 3 days and you burn a 1,000 peso bill in front of them.
Oh, that's horrible.
Ooh.
That's horrible.
Oh, second to the last. Riam says,
did I tell you about that story? There was a friend of my brother's or whatever. They were at a stoplight.
Yeah.
And alam mo yung, so may mga street beggars.
Yeah.
So they were knocking on his window. And then he proceeds to draw out a 1,000 peso bill.
Yeah.
And he knows kasi that it's gonna go green na.
Yeah.
So he brings out the 1,000 peso bill.
Mm-mm.
And so the kids are like, 1,000. Tapos he was like, parang he was motioning na nasisira yung window and he couldn't bring it down. And then he sped off.
Oh, that's so mean.
How horrible is that? Diba?
That's horrible.
Super. Super horrible.
That's you?
No, that's not. Why would you think it's me?
Sorry, it seems in character.
Excuse me!
O sabi ni Roda, trunks na leopard print in Bora, tapos Instagram.
Leopard print. May elephant trunks ako eh.
Ha? Huh?
Yung elephant. Yung may...
Pero walang laman. Parang half a trunk lang.
Sampaling kaya kita
nung...
Nung bikini. Or whatever it is.
Hapagsuot mo?
Hindi ko suot. When it's not on me. It's a medyo weird yun.
Stop right there.
Let's not go down this path.
Yes, okay. The entry and the top sign that you have a pusong bato comes from... Sorry. One second to the last.
Okay.
Ilad Villanueva says, yung nalulunod yung friend mo, tapos yung... I'm drowning! And all you can say is, I know, right?
Inobserbahan mo na.
I know, right? And the top sign that you have a pusong bato comes from Stephen Soul.
Stephen Soul says,
yung bibigyan mo ng 1,000 peso yung pulubi.
Mm. Tapos peso, 1,000 peso.
1,000 pesos. Hindi, 1,000 peso bill. That's what I wanted to say. Yung bibigyan mo ng 1,000 peso bill yung pulubi, tapos isusumbong mo sa pulis, sasabihin mo snatch sa'yo.
Ang sama.
Oh my God. 1-2 punch. Worse than what
that guy did. Kasi ito nagpaasa lang eh.
Tsaka ito, akala niya kanya na, tapos pinahuli mo pa sa pulis. Tapos
pinakulong mo pa. Oh, grabe.
Oh my gosh.
Horrible, evil. Horrible people.
Okay, so the top 10 signs you have a pusong bato. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag pusisong.
Ay, nako!
Pustisong.
Pustisong bato.
Huwag
kasi
pustiso,
Chico.
And hashtag...
Huwag kasi
pustiso. Pusong bato.
The Morning Rush. Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Chico.
On The Morning Rush. Part 3.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the news for the third hour. Jennifer Aniston has been accused of diva-like behavior on the set of her new movie. A source tells Radar Online that the 44-year-old star acts better than other people on the shoot. The actress is currently filming the untitled Elmore Leonard project with Isla Fisher?
Isla Fisher, yeah.
Tim Robbins and Will Forte. According to The Insider, every day at lunch, the entire cast and crew head to a cafeteria facility where they all sit down and eat lunch together for well over an hour. But the only person who doesn't eat with everyone else is Jen. She quickly grabs a lunch to go and leaves. The Insider claimed Jennifer's trailer is situated much further away from the set than the rest of the cast and crew. And the star's RV is apparently a much fancier model than anybody else's. According to the source, all the actors ride in normal production vans when they head to lunch. But Jen has her own luxury SUV. Not only is Jen's private trailer miles away from the set, but she heads all the way back there every day just to eat her lunch away from everybody else. The Insider added, "It's just unnecessary. There just seems no reason why she has to act any better than anyone else on the on that movie set." Although the former Friends star is not outwardly rude to her work colleagues, her behavior indicates that she is not approachable.
Yeah, but... Okay, here's the thing. It's her choice to do so. And it's not like she's doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
It's just... Maybe she just wants a little bit of alone time.
No, maybe, but that's what I think what the source was saying. Like, she's not rude.
But
rude.
Is that considered diva behavior? Because diva behavior is when you make outrageous demands.
Yeah.
This is just being unsocial.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you say, when you say diva, because the first thing that pops into your head is like, oh, give me like 74 white roses every morning. And mm-hmm. like, I want like pork flown in from like the Philippines, you know, or something yeah. like that. You know what I mean? But with her, she just gets the same lunch that they have, brings it to her RV. Who knows? What could she... She might be doing something there.
Yeah.
Diba? So parang, you can't really blame her for...
Well, it doesn't.
Wanting to
yeah, she go to what the source was saying. It doesn't endear her to anyone.
Yeah,
yeah, and you know, this is the reason. Like, they don't have that the same thing to say about the others.
The others, yeah. But it's misleading lang when you say it's diva-like behavior.
Yeah, because no, kasi siguro rin, you have these really like big stars, even bigger than her.
Yeah,
who you know, because especially with the. Diba, like who fraternizes with the crew.
Yeah.
Diba, like really big stars. And, you know, they eat with them. They
But
so,
sometimes
you know,
kasi other people are just more sociable than some, others. Than others. And yeah. you should know this.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. No, I know. I'm not saying that I agree. I'm just saying this is the reason why people would think she's
a
diva.
Would think that she's a diva.
Because, you know, you would have bigger stars who would have no problem being with a crew or eating with them or being nice to them. But when you're unapproachable by the rest of the cast and crew, they have a tendency to think that you're being a diva.
But I think I said that sometimes that's the biggest misconception there is. And apparently, like some people, they're not hard to talk to. It's just that you have to be the one to talk to them first.
Yeah.
Baka she's that kind of person na parang maybe she hasn't really gotten along with anyone in the
with
set.
With anyone?
Oh, and maybe she's not good at taking the first step, but once she
does. And it really doesn't help when you have friendly
co-stars.
Yeah, exactly. Because it polarizes you.
It makes you look bad.
Yeah.
Because everybody else is nice. And
yeah.
Because I heard like people like Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, they're really like everybody's buddy.
Yeah, you know, yeah, they're a man. They're man's man.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So
Brad Pitt even like makes houses and stuff like that.
They do.
Yeah,
they really do. And I'm sure Angelina Jolie.
Exactly. Para the complete opposite.
Yeah, that's why they really like. Okay, yeah. That sort of thing. All right, but we've got one more news bit for next hour. Believe it or not, this very glamorous actress dressed to the nines during the Oscars came to the rescue of a security guard who was suffering a seizure right before the Oscars.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you details. Details.
Details later.
I'll give you details.
Words, Dominic. Details later on.
Details. I'll give you more details later. But for now, you're still on The Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada. Only here on Manila's hottest Monts Radio, RX 93.1.
Mail. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10, courtesy of Chikinini. Thank you. The top 10 signs you have a pusong bato. Let's start off with Netops. Ito para sa inyo to. Yung nawala lahat ng dragons mo sa Dragonville, tapos sasabihin ng mga co-host mo na, we don't care.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
Oh, see? Mga pusong bato.
What's wrong with that?
Walang ya. Walang puso. From Riam. Kapag nagbubuhos ng sama ng loob yung babae mong kaibigan, nakaka-break lang, pero all you can think about is kung paano mo siya masuscore. Ayan!
Pusong
walang
bato ba yun? Pusong bato
ba yun? Sabi ko na! Walang iya ka!
Hindi naman pusong bato yun eh!
Kaya pala nung nagsasabi ako sa'yo ng mga love props. Yeah.
Kasamang lick-lip eh.
May kasamang
lip-lick.
Lip-lick.
Ha?
Tama. Lip-lick. Okay lang. Kaya pala!
Hindi, pero... That's not pusong bato.
Del. Gino.
Wow.
Hello.
Has it really gotten to that? No, am I really that much of a woman now?
No, I'm... Hello!
No,
this girl is like pouring her heart out. Is pouring her heart out to you. And all you can think about is how you can get into her pants.
Okay, what if, kunwari, you've loved her for like the longest time?
Ay, nako.
Oh.
Then you have no business to be the one giving her like love problems.
Okay, imagine your ultimate crush.
Okay, fine. Walang pinagkaiba. Tama ka nga naman, Gino Boy. Tama ka naman, Gino Boy.
Sabi sa'yo eh.
There's nothing wrong.
Pusong bato ka dyan.
Wala, tama lang naman yun.
Saktong-sakto lang yun.
Sus. At least nga, meron kang shoulder to cry on.
Diba? May comfort ka pang kasama.
Diba? Kaya huwag na kayo masyadong maraming reklamo.
Kayo masyado sensitive, ha?
Masyado sensitive. Wala namang masama dun.
Ito mabas yung tunay na kulay.
Tsaka talaga, ano pa, no? Talagang, grabe, Gino Boy, how could you?
Biglang imagine niya ka. Oh, okay.
Okay, fine. Okay lang naman yun. Okay, and also, OMG Ann says, yung namatay yung aso mo, tapos ang reaction mo, hay salamat, hindi na kailangan bumili ng dog food.
Oh my God, that's horrible. Oh gosh,
that's really horrible. Mad Mutt Mark says, yung birthday mo, nag-surprise party sila para sa'yo. Like, all your friends and family were there. Talagang sobrang kinareer nila. Tapos finally, di ba, there's always a big reveal na, surprise! And all you say is, yun na yan.
Okay. Wow. Parang after all that effort.
After all that effort. Voldemort Tom says, yung habang nakastop, merong beggar na nagre-reach out ng kamay, yung nagmamalimos, yung palm up, eh nagyoyosi ka. Ang ginawa mo, tinaktakan mo lang ng abo sa kamay.
At least, hindi mo doon pinatay yung yosi.
Hindi naman. Pero di ba, it's so ano, like,
Yung mga Romy Diaz.
Oh, yung mga kontrabida.
At saka si ano, what's his name? The younger kontrabida. Si...
Oh my gosh.
Regala. John Regala. Yeah. Diba? Yung mga ganun. Custer Winston says, yung bagong bili yung pinsan mong bata, bagong bili ng aquarium, tuwang-tuwa siya dun sa mga nabili niyang isda. Hmm. During the night, nilagyan mo ng cyanide.
Or during the night, you get all of it. Tapos, when he wakes up for breakfast, ando na sa plato niya lahat.
My gosh. And not only is it cruel, it's gross.
It's gross, yeah.
Kasi these are not food
these
fish.
These are not food fish, yeah, yeah.
Jello Lopez says, Eponine will go, I love you. And Marius will say, okay, now bring this letter to Cazette.
Oh, and while you're at it, take that bullet for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Hindi kasi what makes it so ano is that, because at least in the musical,
yeah,
she never really said it.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Marius knew, pero ito, sinabi niya talaga. And it's like,
yeah.
Okay, noted.
Now bring this letter to Cazette.
Shivana says, when somebody tells you, you never listen to me, it's like my opinion doesn't matter at all. And then, sasabihin mo, of course your opinion matters, just not to me.
Oh,
ouch. Ang hirap nito pag
it matters to someone
type
else.
Mo yung Roda.
Bakit?
Wala lang. Grabe to ha. Grabe ha.
Hey, can we just...
next lang siya sa akin eh.
Ah, bakit?
Gusto ko talaga
sobra.
Makita. Gusto ko mabasa.
Sobra.
Sup, Roda?
Sup?
We really should have him on the show.
No. No.
Diba? MC Roda King in the house.
Ay, nako. Pero hindi, pwede.
Dami ibabark niyan.
Pwede, pero may mga off-limit topics, diba?
Hey, can we say hi to Kiefer Ravenna?
Hey, good morning, Kiefer.
He actually has an entry. He goes, yung namatayan ka na ng loved one, tapos may kaibigan ka na magtatanong, uy, okay ka lang ba? Diba? Parang it's so...
Yung parang, obviously, I'm
sometimes
not.
Sometimes it's a really dumb question. But I'm sure like at one point, parang you've sort of like wanted to ask this na parang not to say na parang it's not an actual question na okay ka lang ba, it's more of like, hey, is there anything I can do?
Kasi sometimes what you mean by okay ka lang ba is that this is a terrible time in your life,
yeah,
are you good,
yeah.
I mean,
are
sometimes,
you
parang that's what they're saying and parang obviously I know it's a difficult time,
na parang you're not naman gonna do anything stupid, are you? Yung mga ganun,
ang medyo mahirap yung alam mo yung tipong naglulupasay ka sa floor kasi talaga okay ka lang.
Okay lang ako.
Diba?
Pabayaan mo lang ako. Okay lang ako.
At saka yung, actually, it's standard kasi. They really have to ask it this way. But yeah, apparently, it's so funny lang. Yung meron daw pumasok sa ER. Tapos, sumisigaw siya. Tapos yung, alam mo yung, hawak-hawak niya yung kutsilyo na
sa leg niya.
Hindi, naka ganun sa stomach niya. Tapos talagang blood squirting everywhere. Tapos yung nurse goes, what seems to be the problem?
What do you think?
Tapos, ang sarap sagutin, ubo. Nandito ako para ubo. Sa ubo.
Actually, wala to eh. Steady lang tong sinaksak ko eh. Normal lang. And then, saka they'll ask you like, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your pain level? Tapos parang imagine if you like, let's just say you got shot. I don't think they'll have to ask you that anymore.
A second to the last, from Riam. Yung after mong gawin sa couch, lahat ng iniutos nung quote-unquote casting agent. Hindi ka pa rin bibigyan ng project. Pero I think that's the point. Alam mo, nakakairita sometimes sa mga, hindi mo nakakairita, parang okay, fine. Yung ano, yung nakalagay pa doon na this isn't the actual footage from an actual casting audition, ganyan. Parang hello, obviously naman. Kasi minsan nakita mo na sa ibang...
San? Saan mo nakita?
Hindi, nakita mo na siya sa ibang movies. Ibig sabihin, professional na siya.
Okay.
Diba? Na hindi na siya talaga baguhan. So parang, it's fake. Diba? Mga artista na kayo eh. Kasi lumabas na kayo
and
sa ibang
think,
short
pag
films.
Pag artista,
eh,
wala ng audition?
Diba? Minsan ganun na. Okay, so, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 signs that you have a pusong bato comes from OMGN.
OMGN says,
yung magka-crash na yung plane nyo,
Yung for sure. Oh. You know, it's not going to pull out last
minute.
For sure,
dead.
So everyone's going to just burn in flames. So everyone's like, you know, crying.
Praying.
Everyone's praying. And
calling
some people,
their loved ones.
Or kung magkakasama na kayo, yeah, you're saying, I love you to each other. And you say, see you in hell, bitches. Yung parang everyone's really like getting all
emotional,
all religious and emotional.
And
ikaw hindi.
See you in hell.
Bitches.
Parang kulang na nag-yosi pa tayo.
Diba? Yung talagang, total, we're crashing. I might as well light up a cigarette. Right. Diba? Okay, so there you go. The top 10 signs that you have a pusong bato. Just key in RX, space your entries, and you send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag pusong bato.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We've got the top 10 signs you have a pusong bato. Let's start off with Oh Yes Mimi. Yung nag-offer ka na pakopyahin yung katabi mo during an exam. Tapos while at that moment na kumukopya na siya, bilang sasabihin mo, Sir, si Gino nangongopya.
So malo. Hey, this happened to me before.
Really?
Not with copying. But I offered food.
Oh.
Because no, I was eating in the classroom and it was bawal. So I had like an orange. And then my friend was like, Uy, pahingin naman ako orange.
Oh.
So sabi ko, okay, sige, here. So he ate his in one whole go. Like, as in he just swallowed the whole thing. And I'm still eating mine.
Oh.
Sinasabi niya, Sir, si Kilya mo, ako kumakain na orange. After asking from an orange from me.
Hindi, baka naman pang-asar.
Pang-asar nga. Pero di ba?
Pero, tanan dati.
Rhymes with dupes.
Nagdadaldalan kami nung classmates. Well, we didn't realize.
Nagchichikahan kayo.
Was that the teacher was already standing right behind us. So, finally, nung tinawag niya kami, called our attention, I was so shocked. Nagulat talaga ako that the teacher was there. All I could do was point my finger at my friend. Yung parang siya yung mag-explain. Kasi I got nothing to say. Kasi huling-huli. Alam mo yun, you're like, I don't have an excuse.
Wala kang grace under pressure.
Wala talaga.
Yung huling-huli. Remind me to not have you in a life and death situation. Life or death situation.
Ano talagang tinuro ko lang siya. Na parang siya na lang ang mag-explain. Ano ko naman na, di ba? I mean, obviously, I was part of the crime. It's just that I didn't know what to say. Also, let's see here. It's me, Lobs. Yung merong may crush sa'yo, binigay sa'yo yung number niya.
Mm.
Tinawagan mo nga. Pero not really to bond, just to say, 7 days.
That's so mean.
And syempre, pag iniba may voice mo, hindi naman niya alam na ikaw diba? Yun. Diba? Yeah, just to freak him out. Also, from Jay Ryan, kapag may nagsabi na, you know what, money can't buy you everything. Mm. Sumagot ka, well, poverty can't buy you anything.
Wow.
Sobra. Coco Hernandez says,
ang sakit na.
Yung pagyunyari yung dalawang nanliligaw sa'yo, turns out magkakilala.
Mm.
You go, oh, so you know each other. I thought the only thing you had in common was me rejecting you.
This has become really bitchy.
Diba? Madmat Mark says, yung nagtapon ka ng coin sa well, wishing well, and you were wishing for true love.
Okay.
Tapos biglang lalabas si Sadako, ibabato sa'yo yung coin mo. Tapos sasabihin sa'yo, no such thing.
Oh,
sabay balik sa well.
Pero nakakatakot yun. Kasi mo bigla siyang lalabas in her like, broken
in her,
down form. Oh,
ano ka ba? The whole point was na, ano, ikaw nag-ano ka kay Sadako.
Kasi naman si Sadako, kaya ba naninira ka ng tulog eh.
Di ba? And also, let's see here.
No such thing. Tapos ano pa naman siya? Ano? Did you get to watch Ring Zero ba?
Yeah.
She was beaten to death. Uh-oh. She was raped and then beaten.
Yung pala, yun yung side story.
Yeah.
The story behind Sadako.
She's so pretty pa naman.
The top. sign that you have a pusong bato comes from Mashed Plutonium.
Mashed Plutonium says,
yung nasa kwarto ka, tapos biglang pag ano mo, you could feel a presence in your room.
Oh.
Tapos you whip around and you see that standing right behind you, si Kamatayan.
Yay.
Yung, oh, yung naka-hood, yeah, tapos may
with the,
scythe.
With the scythe, yeah.
Tapos biglang sinabi niya na sinusundo ka na niya. And all you could reply was, oh, eh, anong tinatayo-tayo mo dyan?
No! Pero diba, what a way to go.
Diba?
Like, let's just say it's that like, does happen to you. But what? What are you waiting for?
And what are you standing there
little,
for?
Diba?
Diba? Let's go!
Oh.
Come on!
I kind of want to go like that.
Diba? You're diba, not diba, afraid of it.
Without any fear.
Yeah. Kasi death naman will not kill you. He's there to sundo you. Mm-hmm. Diba? So, technically, hindi naman siya talaga
kasi magta-text pa sa'yo, here na me.
Where na you? Deads na you.
Ready na you, ha?
But the dead's not you. So the top 10 signs that you are a pusong bato or you have a pusong bato. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag pusong bato.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 4.
All right, time for our final news bit for today. Charlize Theron came to the rescue of a security guard who suffered a seizure before the Academy Awards on Sunday. The monster star was heading into the prize giving at Los Angeles' Dolby Theater when a man working at the ceremony fell to the ground. Editors at E! Online report that Theron rushed to the security guard's aid as another onlooker phoned a doctor. Theron didn't let the drama affect her appearance at the ceremony. She teamed up with Channing Tatum to perform a ballroom routine while host Seth MacFarlane sang Fred Astaire's The Way You Look Tonight. Speaking to E! Online later in the evening, Theron said of her performance, "It was completely nerve-wracking, but how could I not dance with Channing Tatum? He's so wonderful. I was sort of tricked into it. I thought I was going to be something, it was going to be something smaller, like he pulls me up from the audience and we do a little spin. But then he was like, rehearsals start Monday." But wow, like, did you see her? She was gorgeous.
Well, and she's always gorgeous.
If she looked like that and then rushing to, you know, rushing like, to, yeah. Most would be like, there's so many people here, you take care of them.
Exactly.
But no, not Charlize.
She's and, from Hanoi.
And she has a traumatic childhood.
Yeah, childhood. Like, I think she had to shoot her mom or something.
No, no, no. She shot her dad or her mom's husband. I don't know if that's the biological
father. Like
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To defend her mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild, no?
Yeah.
But she seems so...
And obviously she didn't go to jail for it because it was
self defense
something like that.
Yeah, parang ganon.
But it was like
because
wow.
It's not self defense.
You wouldn't think it happens in real life, but
I know, right?
She had to shoot the wife's husband.
Not
I mean, the
sheriff,
husband.
But the deputy.
Diba? Wild. But yeah, what a girl! What a girl! I mean, she didn't mind that. Her dress might get ruined or her hair or her makeup. She ran to the
rescue.
And
it's nice to know that she's a real person.
She's a real person. Very nice. Good job, Charlize. So there you go.
Come here, I'll reward you.
That's the final news bit for The Morning Rush. But don't worry, you've got Rico and Fran giving you more entertainment tidbits later on. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada, only here on Monts Radio, RX 93.1.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. The Top 10 signs you have a pusong bato. Thank you to you have a pusong bato. Thank you to Chikinini for suggesting this. You know, we hosted a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, Chikinini tweeted us.
Okay.
Apparently, she was invited and her friend was telling her na, you have to go. And she didn't. And then she goes, no wonder they were telling me to go. Sayang. Here we go. Let's start off with Denise. Ibertus. Ibertus was saying, so the anak will come home and say, Mommy. May umaaway na naman sa akin sa school. And then the mom goes, mabuti nga sa'yo, lampak ka kasi. Wild.
world. Oh my gosh. Grabe.
Who would do that to your own, diba? Your own son?
At saka usually you can be pusong bato, pero not to the, not, like to your kids.
Not to your kids.
To your pets. I mean, well, the people you love.
Actually,
diba?
Come to think of it, you can be pusong bato to your kids.
Or yeah, well, some maybe. Pero in general.
Yeah.
Mabuti
nga sa'yo, lampa ka kasi.
Mabuti nga sa'yo, lampa mo kasi.
Tsaka sa'yo naman galing yan. Diba? It's your genetics.
And also, Jesse says, yung whenever you pass by a colony of illegal settlers, you fantasize of rain of fire descending upon them.
What?
Parang ang harsh. Sobra
naman. You want them eradicated. Not even like...
At saka parang very, ano, very Sodom and Gomorrah.
I know, right? Very biblical yung proportion ng destruction.
And also, French Christine lang. Kasi I always go from either the actual Twitter name or the real name. 2 weeks ago, my wallet was stolen. And all my mom said was, alam mo, siguro malas ka sa Year of the Snake. Yun na yun, no? No sympathy, no?
But at least it's not anger.
No naman eh. Hindi kasi nga... When you technically speaking,
when you say pusong bato, it's really bato, just you don't care.
Kasi if you're very passionate, yung lagi kang galit, hindi yun pusong bato kasi you're very passionate.
You're passionate,
it's more of like whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Diba? It's more of like that.
Yeah, kasi no ako nawala ng wallet, nanay ko galit na galit sa akin eh.
Ayun, hindi yun pusong
kasi pabaya kasi.
Ayun, diba? There's so much emotion there. And let's see here. Also,
I remember pa like she had this thing na parang pag nasnatchan ka, kasalanan mo.
Kasi pinasnatch mo.
Kasi you look like easy prey.
Oh.
Because you exude daw.
Parang, na parang here, rob me.
Yeah.
Ako, sabi sa akin ni Del, one time, I was going to the States for the first time na alone. With nobody. So, si Del, you know, like a...
Was this when you went to, ano?
New York.
And
I had to be alone.
There's a lot of stories here, though.
Tapos sabi ni Del sa akin.
Ano, feeling ko mas interesting pa to kaysa top 10.
Wait! Tapos sabi papaalis na ako. Sabi sa akin ni Del, be careful ha, mag-ingat ka. Sabi ko, of course I will.
Right.
Sabi niya, hindi, you don't understand. You have prey written all over you.
Of course, Del being the U.S. expert.
And she said, kasi mga predator, they can sniff out the ones who look like prey and you're one of them.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, you have like...
You have this
written all over your
forehead.
Prey on me. So I'm like, of course not. I look very street smart. And like,
no, you don't.
And I'm like, you know, I know my way around the streets.
Yeah, when you start doing that... No. I wish you guys could see what he was doing.
There's a camera here.
He was just flailing his hands about.
And, yeah. And also from Shivana, I don't hate you, but let me put it this way. If I had a time machine, I'd go back in time and give your parents condoms. Oh. Ay, nako. Mojako says, somebody goes, cross my heart, hope to die. Tapos sasabihin mo, sample. Diba?
Yeah.
Ilad Villanueva says, yung nakipag-break ka sa boyfriend mo on the first night ng lamay ng tatay niya.
Oh man, that's
horrible. That's heartless. More like heartless.
Yeah, di ba? Para at least...
Pusong ba to? May puso ka pa eh.
Wait a little bit. You know what I mean? Wait a little bit. Wait it out. You know, just suffer a little bit more because he's already suffering.
Parang yung mga ano, parang yung mga nagkikipag-break up ng Valentine's Day or Christmas or New Year.
Yeah.
You could wait a couple of, like a week man lang.
Yeah.
Para naman hindi, it's so ano lang na, yeah, she broke up with me Christmas Day. Diba? It's so ugh.
Or on your birthday. Or on your birthday and Valentine's Day at the same time. Or on your birthday, anniversary, and Valentine's Day.
Wow. Okay. And then, or let's
na
say,
medyo magkakadikit lang
let's lahat. Say yung birthday mo, Christmas Day, na yun din ang anniversary nyo. Ayun, in one day.
Hindi, ibang araw.
Gina boy, we weren't talking about you.
I wasn't talking about me.
Really?
Yeah, I have a friend.
Yan na naman yung mga
I have a friend. No, I have a friend talaga na ano.
Whatever.
Birthday niya, tapos Christmas.
Or malapit sa Christmas.
Birthday niya, Christmas Eve. Tapos anniversary nila.
Kasi malapit yung birthday niya around Christmas time.
Hindi, ibang, as in, birthday niya, binarikan siya, tapos binalikan siya.
Ah, okay, okay.
Tapos, Christmas
just
Eve
to break
ulit.
Up lang.
Tapos anniversary ulit.
Gabi. Coco Hernandez
Gabi yung friend ko na yun, kawawa.
Really, ha?
Mm. Pero sobrang pogi yung friend ko na yun.
Ganun ba? Ganun?
Oh, sobrang pogi. Sobrang sexy rin daw.
Hindi, I'll stop it right here. Hindi na akong papayag dyan. Coco Hernandez says, a friend texted everyone, "Dear friends, my father passed away today." Another friend replied, kasi group texting, "Okay, thanks for the info." Alam mo, it's not bad.
Yeah, pero parang, wala man lang sympathy.
Wala man lang konting, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Or at least, wag ka na mag-reply.
Yung friend ko, ito, true story. Lamay, dating siya. Di ba yung condolence, minsan nakakalito siya. Pasok siya, congrats. Shakes the hand of the namatayan. Congrats, ha?
Oh my God. It's
funny now.
Of
course, condolence yung sinasabihin.
Oh God.
Of course, with us, condolence. Condolence. Condolences.
Condolences.
Actually, dapat, my condolences.
My condolences, yeah. Because it's me giving
you
condolences. My condolences.
The entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 signs you have a pusong bato comes from Midnight Crease.
Midnight Crease says,
pupunta kang UK. Pupuntahan mo si Adele. Sasampalin mo ng pagkalutong-lutong at sasabihin mong, "Girl, move on."
Yung nag-effort ka, pumunta talaga doon.
Pumunta ka talaga doon.
Just to slap her on the face.
Talagang malutong na sampal.
Girl!
Move on!
You just had to correct her.
Diba? Oh my gosh. Alright, so, the top 10 signs. You have a pusong bato. One final batch. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Pusong Bato.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Men. Monster Radio, RX93.1. You know, it's tough when you have like four girls in a room.
Right? Four girls in a room and no testosterone.
You have Gino, myself, Fran, and Nikita.
Diba? Wala na.
Lumalabas na talaga yung ano. Okay, here we go.
Bitchy show.
The top 10, courtesy of Chikinini, the top 10 signs you have a pusong bato. Kevin says, yung eksenang nanlilibre ka ng kikiyam.
Ano?
Kikiyam. Kikiyam! Ano ba?
Alam mo yung mga stammer mo, very well-timed.
What?
Napaka, ikaw talaga.
Kikiyam.
Basta makalusot, ilulusot eh.
Ano man, sige, how do you say it?
Kikiyam.
Kaya nga, kikiyam.
Kanina, iba yung pagkasabi mo eh.
Ayun po sa'yo.
Ay nako.
Para naman yung Benjamin Bratt na yan.
Ay nako. Really? Are we really bringing that back?
Ilad Villanueva says, yung pag may nakita ang couples na magka-holding hands, sasadyain mong dumaan sa gitna nila.
Yeah, just to break them up.
Just to, so that they'll beat out the
or para mahawakan ka nila.
Hindi naman. Iba na yun.
Size
you're,
yun
you're a pervert. Lilo Boy says, the less you care, ang motto mo in life, the less you care, the happier you'll be.
Yeah.
But there's truth to that.
But there is some truth to it.
Kasi you get hurt when you care too much. Diba?
Diba?
Lock on Stratus says,
that's why I don't care about you anymore.
Nux.
I get hurt.
Nux. Lock on Stratus says, yung pag yung kid mo naglalambing sa'yo tapos nagpapasubo. Yung for like a, for when eating. Tapos sasabihin mo, bakit? Baldado ka ba? Feed yourself.
And he's like a two-year-old child.
Diba? Yung parang yung, Daddy, I want food. Bakit? Baldado ka ba? Feed yourself.
Saman o gali.
CJ Sucks says, yung mga kapitbahay na... CJ Sucks.
Okay.
Yung mga kapitbahay na umagang-umaga, kung makapatugtog ng Gangnam Style, grabe lang. At saka yung one time, in their culinary class, somebody nahiwa yung kamay.
Right. Tas kamay.
Yung kamay.
Not
nahiwa
the fingers.
Ng, okay. Well, the finger. Para basta like a major like injury. Sabi ng isang classmate, papansin. Sobra.
Yes, I purposely diba? Cut off my finger just what? So you get out. Like, just to call attention to myself.
Just to call attention to myself.
Grabe.
One broke guy says, yung a friend's spouse dies, tapos syempre sumisigaw siya, hindi ko kayang wala siya. And then you coldly say, oh, di sumama ka.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Sama.
A boy named Aboy says, yung pupunta ka sa patay, sasabihin mo, condolences,
marami ba nagbibigay ng abuloy? Sagot sabi, marami naman. Kasi may utang siya sa akin eh.
Oh!
I am Queen Angel says, yung mga parang, feel, yung nakita mo parang merong gustong tumalon sa MRT.
Oh.
And then you go, wag kang tatalon. Baka malate ako.
Talong ka after.
It's not about,
talong ka after.
It's not about the life. It's about, I'm going
to be
late.
It's about my schedule.
Eric Sean says, if you take eggs from a bird's nest, you boil it, yung hard-boiled egg,
okay,
then you return it.
That's so mean!
It's so mean! Tapos punang upo yung bird.
It's parang, it's like, what?
Di ba, parang, it's not hatching.
I wonder if they know.
Ay, to nga, no?
Di ba?
They must know how it feels.
I'm sure they must sense it, eh, na parang,
no, there's no life in there anymore. Bababa Bambin says, yung nagtutoothbrush ka sa office, tapos nalaman mo na na-number two na yung office mate mo, tapos tatagalan mong magsipilyo. Para mamilipit.
Wait, sorry, just as a clarification. So when an egg is has yet to hatch,
yeah,
so the mother sits on it to keep it warm.
Yes.
And then eventually it hatches, right?
Yes.
So you can technically do that too.
That's what I thought nga eh. So, sabi ko nga kay Del, we'll have like an experiment.
You'll just sit on an egg.
I'll just sit on the eggs and then see if I can hatch it into a chick.
Oh, tapos eventually find out if you have a bird come out of the egg.
Yeah. Hmm. Hindi diba? You want?
Tara.
Upuan natin yung itlog.
Yeah, pero baka mabasag lang eh.
Well, I don't know about mine. But,
you are such a bitch today. Really? Del, come back.
What? I'm just saying. Hindi, you know what? You don't sit on it, sit on it. Like, alam mo yung space between your legs?
Okay.
Di ba? Parang there's a little ano. Dun mo siya ila.
Masyado na madami. No more space.
For once, I didn't mean it. For once, I actually didn't mean it. Pero at that space, kasi sabi ko pa naman sana, di ba, parang it's almost as if they made space for eggs. Oh no. Yellow C says, when you read yung sa newspapers, yung mga parang ganyan-ganyan number of people died.
Girl.
The first thing that comes to your mind is that that won't even make a dent in the population.
Oh wow.
Wow, that's harsh.
Cold, yeah.
Jack says, yung tipong may nakahulog ng telepono. Tapos they go, phew, kasi hindi na sira. Mm. So what you do is you step on it.
Just to make sure.
Maximo says, tuwing pupunta ka ng children's party, may dala kang aspile.
What's aspile?
A safety pin.
Okay.
Para puputukin mo lahat ng lobo.
Just to pop everyone's balloon.
Diba? Me, my aster says, yung nakasagasa ka ng tao, tapos ang reaction mo lang is, ugh, humps.
Grabe.
Lilo Boy says,
dent on my car.
Diba? Oh, last two. Lilo Boy says, you tell a knock-knock joke to a homeless person. Mm. You go, knock-knock, and then you go, oh, right, you can't have a door if you don't have a house.
Oh, that's so mean!
And the top sign that you have a pusong bato comes from the Pabiligay and Charlene.
Charlene and the Pabiligay says,
if you see somebody na if you see somebody na nangingisay, like having a seizure, yeah, or maybe like I don't know, in the throes of pain, nangingisay
or
sa floor,
the throes of something else.
Pain, di ba? On the floor, like kanyari, somebody having a seizure. Tapos you take out a camera and then you go, con los terroristas.
In our limb shaking seizure.
Ang sama! Oh my gosh, I swear. Heartless.
But that's a really smart idea though.
No!
No, it is!
No, it's not!
Well, if you know naman, they're gonna survive.
Oh my gosh! I can't believe you're saying this.
Diba? If I saw you having a seizure, tapos no, alam ka na mamabubuhay ka, I'd play the song, get a video.
Just act
get
it.
Get a video
don't
cam and
get
be
somebody
like,
who's actually...
Wait lang. Keep doing it. Keep doing it.
All right, so there you go. Thank you for joining us today.
We gotta go. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Rico and Fran up next for Livewire. Goodbye,
guys.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.